What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, he got to be a genius.
And he shares it with you. Joy 620 WRJZ.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays.
Thank God it's Friday.
Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. 99.5 in Sevier County. All over the world at WRJZ.com. So good to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat at 7:07.
Thank God it's
portions of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by my plumber, Brogdon Plumbing. By the way, they're hiring right now, Brogdon Plumbing. You can call them at 544-0221. Now, call
those them. Are nice people.
I love them.
They really are. They're genuinely godly people. I like them.
Dearly love them. By the way, they're getting ready to head back.
They're good plumbers, too, by the way.
Yeah, they are. Mike's getting ready to head back to Honduras here pretty soon.
He really has a heart for that place.
Yeah.
See, I was in Honduras over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, wow. He's built a lot of bathrooms there.
Oh, boy.
In places that are impoverished.
There is. And I'm very thankful, very blessed. We got to go on a cruise between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, that's awesome.
And one of the places that we stopped was the Isle of Rotan, which is across a huge bay from mainland Honduras.
Now, I want to say that this ministry, Hope Through Him Ministries, is in El Progreso.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
Well, that's one of the islands.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Good to know. And it's just beautiful, beautiful.
I have not been
beautiful,
there, obviously.
But when you get away from the resort area, and we did, we took the little bus ride across over the little mountain.
Yeah, you see what really goes on.
And you see the real Honduras, and it's so, so, so pitiful.
Yeah.
It just breaks your heart.
Answers.
There are answers,
and there's a hunger.
Brother Brogdon is doing some of that answering.
Well, there's a hunger not only for obviously food, but there's a hunger for the Word of God.
Right,
that's a beautiful thing.
They're hungry for the gospel.
Tomorrow, we were joking around at our particular church at Grace. We're going to take a helicopter up. My fun-sized pastor says he wants to ride in it. I don't know if they're going to let him or not.
Are you going to give away free turkeys?
We thought about it, but we're actually we were kidding around.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Gordon Shep, the big guy, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Taking the big guy up in a helicopter?
No, the little guy.
The little guy.
My fun-sized pastor.
Well, the little guy, big guy. Yeah.
He thinks he's 6'6", but he's about a foot shorter.
Right.
I love him to pieces because he teaches the Word.
I tell you, the guy can preach and teach the Word of God.
And I love that. But anyways, I don't know if he's going to get to go. I don't know if they're going to let him. And I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. But we're going to drop those little light plastic Easter eggs all over the baseball field at Grace Christian Academy.
Okay.
From the helicopter. At first, I said, so you're going to bomb little toddlers? Is that what you're going to do? He said, no toddlers will be on the field at that time. No.
Okay.
So we'll have a number of inflatables out there. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So come see us. And I'm supposed to be the PA announcer.
What is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
But the whole point, too, is there's going to be a delivery of the gospel, the good news from the Bible. It ain't about eggs. We don't do any bunnies. But sorry, no bunnies there. But anyway.
Oh, don't get me started on the whole bunny thing.
Yeah, we don't do. But anyway, 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, I have received also confirmation. Parents wanted to know.
Yes.
Concerning this event.
All right.
Parents, you can rest easy. I have once again been banned from all inflatables.
Okay.
For some reason, they will not let me on the inflatables.
Well, there's...
I sense it must be the same reason that I get to use a special microphone when I sing. I don't know.
Well, the inflatable deal. Let me just kind of encourage you about this, okay? They're just like the rides at Dollywood, they have height restrictions. You exceed the height.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, Bob.
It's not because I'm gravitationally challenged.
No. It's just that you're too tall, Bob. It's okay. It's just you're too tall.
Yeah. If I was the right height for my weight, I'd be at least 8'6".
I ought to be 9'11".
But it's now 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJC. Coming up tomorrow on Tony Evans, The Alternative. He's talking about Jesus giving a command to roll the stone away, you know,
yes.
The Lazarus grave.
Yeah.
We all know John 11:35,
Jesus
wept. But the resistance to that, because these ladies were thinking in their right mind. Well, it's been 4 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, he
stinketh, Lord.
Listen to how this is portrayed on the next, The Alternative with Tony Evans.
He'd been dead 4 days. So I know, Jesus, you didn't go to college. I know you didn't go to medical school. So let me give you a little help, Jesus. Let me put it this way. Jesus, let me bring you into reality. He'd been dead 4 days, and he stinks. Jesus said, move the stone. She says, that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus utters words that I want everyone to catch right now, starting with me, because I'm preaching to me as I'm preaching to us. He says to her, did not I say to you?
Okay.
Parents know what that phrase means.
Come on now.
You say one thing to your kid. Your kid comes back what they think. And you say, didn't you hear what I said?
Move the rock.
And that they did.
And he stumbled out there in his grave clothes and they said, cut him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. The Alternative with Tony Evans brought to you by the Log Cabin Pancake House in Gatlinburg. Love them. Log Cabin Pancake House has long since been one of our supporters when it comes to the Alternative with Tony Evans every Saturday morning at 8. So when I'm out and about going to the convenience center.
Yes.
And wherever else I may be going at 8 o'clock, which I'll be going to the church at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to set up early.
I guess
I'm going
to
go early. But I'll be listening to Tony Evans from 8 to 8:30.
Yeah.
For sure. Brought to you by the Log Cabin Pancake House.
Hey, have you noticed in Scripture that Jesus never did funerals? He only did resurrection.
Seems like he busted up a bunch of them.
Oh, he broke up a couple.
Like
of
the really widow good ones. Of Nain. I mean, he busted up that funeral, and then the little girl that was already dead.
Yeah.
The resuscitations.
Jairus' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. He only did resurrections, folks.
And ladies and gentlemen,
that's what we're going to do too.
Ha! Here's the deal. Jesus said, "The thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've said that they might have come that they may have life, and that more abundantly."
Yes, so, absolutely.
He's the giver of life. We're all about life. 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up, Wes Ramey is going to be here a little bit later from Dollywood. We're going to do Andy Griffith Show trivia. We're going to see what's new at Dollywood. We're going to give away some Dollywood passes.
I wonder if he could do a train whistle imitation.
Like, who was it that did? Boxcar Willie.
Boxcar Willie.
Could do that with his own throat.
Yeah. Woo, woo! I never could understand how he did that. That's just amazing.
It's like he had his vocal cords split in half something.
He did.
I wonder if he did.
I wonder if it hurt.
I don't know.
I hope not.
But he did it all the time.
Well, ask Wes if he can do it. Wes, that's just for me, you know?
You know, Wes used to work at Bristol Motor Speedway back in the day.
Did he really?
He did. Back in the livelier days.
How cool.
Yeah. But he grew up a fan of Dollywood and always wanted to work there.
Yes.
And then ended up working there.
Well, you know what? That's about a pretty good jump from Bruton Smith to Dolly Parton.
Yep.
those are two of the most interesting people from Tennessee.
What you said is true.
You know, born and raised, bred, raised in Tennessee, Bruton Smith and Dolly Parton. You can't get too much more original than that.
How about our firefighters up in Ware's Valley?
Oh, wow. What heroes these guys are.
What a job these people did.
Yeah.
Containing the fire. And the fires are contained. Even the one at the, I guess it was at the border sort of Blount County, Sevier County line.
I would tell you, that was a scary situation.
That was a bad situation. One in Seymour was bad, too.
Yeah.
But you can see the video that some of them shot with their helmet cam.
Yeah.
And it was walls of cinders come blowing up through there 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's a bad deal.
And see, that's the thing that
and one of them said, you know, I thought this was it.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could hear the peace in his voice as he was describing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you must be somebody that belongs to Jesus because you had a peace in your voice,
right,
even though you might be dying.
Right. Well, you know what? That's the thing. When a child of God dies, he just begins to live.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints.
Amen. Psalm 116:15.
So this latest from the Babylon Bee, changing courses, right?
Okay,
now.
I love the Babylon Bee. That's my favorite news source.
Did you see earlier this week that the Messiah came and visited the White House?
Really?
Barack Obama was there.
Barack Obama.
President Biden, it said, was bewildered on Monday when his old arch enemy, Corn Pop, was spotted at the White House.
the nemesis.
During an event celebrating the passage of the Affordable Care Act 12 years prior.
Right.
Biden, you remember what Biden said? This is a big blanking deal.
Yeah.
I remember. On the hot mic.
I remember when he said that on a hot mic.
Nobody else was supposed to hear it, but he said it.
Well, that's Uncle Joe for you. Creepy Uncle Joe.
Biden reportedly pulled Secret Service agents aside and told them to keep an eye on the man who called, who he called a bad dude.
Yeah.
According to sources, agents kindly reminded the most powerful man in the world that that man was actually former President Barack Obama. No, you can see. Did you see the video?
Now, that is Babylon Bee, though, right?
Yeah, it is, and it's not true.
It's complete satire, folks.
But the video that I saw is true.
Yeah.
There's all these people hovering around the former president as though he is messianic, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And just fawning over him. And poor Joe was standing about 5 feet away and nobody around him. And he literally turned to look to see if somebody was there.
Yeah.
And nobody was there.
Well, poor dejected Uncle Joe.
Oh, it was, I mean, he gets what he gets. But I
well,
mean,
you know, they were actually.
But it was pretty sad.
They were actually wanting to talk to and meet the person who's actually in charge right now.
That's him.
Yeah.
You got through Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah.
And Susan Rice.
Yeah.
This White House is being run that way. You think it's Kamala Harris?
Nah. She can't even put a sentence together.
That is amazing.
Oh.
But she did say that this part of Mississippi has been a part of
Mississippi
history
for a long time.
And been a part of American history for a long time. And American history has been Mississippi. Yeah. And so she went back and forth and was like, this sounds like a seventh grader who didn't prepare for the report.
Yes.
And they just decided to make it up.
I'm just going
to
mail it in.
You know
in.
Why? Because when I was in the seventh grade, I did something like that.
Yeah. Well, welcome to seventh grade.
Yeah. Seventh grade at Seymour. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Back with more in a moment on Joy 620 WRJZ. It's the Bob Bell Show now, 39 degrees in Knoxville.
You are listening to The Bob Bell Show.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
On Joy 620, WRJZ.
Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found.
I love it.
You're just to see.
Come on now, here we go, Lazarus.
And it's time to leave.
Lazarus. Get up, Lazarus.
Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave?
Cut that boy loose.
Take his bandages off, man. They're restricting his movement.
When we get to heaven, I hope they have video effects.
They're going to have to. They're going to show him dancing once they got the grave clothes off.
Well, I want to see him hopping out.
That'd be awesome.
You know, hopping out and then starting to dance and roll Jesus around on the ground.
With the hibbity hop. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620. WRJZ. Welcome all you former fetuses out there. It's good to have you.
Amen. Good morning. Welcome in.
Pull up a chair. Dino Bray is there. He's on the answer line Monday at 5. Brought to you by City Heating and Air. Appreciate them. Well, Mikey, he just loves you.
Well, I'm glad he does.
Yeah, anyway.
Him and my mama.
That's two.
Join us. It's fun. We have a good time. It's fun.
What are you going to be doing Monday?
Well, I've done the last two shows on what is the Bible.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be talking about transitioning or something.
Well, I'm not going to transition.
Everybody else does that.
I changed my mind on that. Good. I saw a transitioner this weekend in Nashville.
Just one?
And I prayed for her.
And she was her?
It was, well, her pronoun on her Starbucks name tag was him, he.
Okay.
And her name was Freddie. Of course, I would have just offended her by calling her a her.
But you were pretty sure that she was.
I was absolutely sure.
Okay.
And within the framework of how one can be sure, okay?
According to Marsha Blackburn.
And you know what, folks? Honest to goodness.
You do need to pray for him, though.
My heart broke as I stood there. I don't ever go to Starbucks.
That's the right reaction.
Okay? I don't ever go to Starbucks because I think their coffee tastes burnt. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I do love their white.
They both said the same thing.
I do love their white chocolate mocha espresso.
He doesn't like Starbucks.
I don't like Starbucks
coffee because it tastes burnt.
They overcook
it. Isn't that what you said?
If you want great coffee, go to Remedy Coffee. Okay?
And that's Remedy down there, yeah.
Remedy, yeah. Oh, there, that's amazing. Or go to Petal Java. But anyway.
Starbucks has good coffee, but.
No, they don't.
What?
No, they don't.
I drink their coffee.
No, they don't.
That's okay, Dino. Well, you've got the right to be wrong.
And their symbol, their logo is a phallic symbol.
That's true.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I knew that.
Yeah.
But what I had my beef with Starbucks is there was, when we were in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah.
Some Marines.
Refused to serve them.
Well, no, they didn't refuse to serve them. They refused to send them free coffee because of their stance on the war.
Yeah.
And well, that's what, that read me the wrong way.
It wasn't their stance on the war, Dave. It was their stance on the military.
Well, that's the whole biblical worldview.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Joy 620, WRJZ. Well, there's a lady coming up in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That is, she had been told because she didn't like pink stuff and pocketbooks when she was a kid.
Like fire trucks.
You need to be a boy. I mean, some older people got to, I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be a boy.
Yeah.
And she believed it there for a while. She was really confused. Her name is Jackie Hill Perry.
Yes.
And I'm going to play a little bit of her testimony coming up in about 30 minutes when Focus on the Family comes in. But listen to how she described herself.
A girl who doesn't like purses, even now, I don't like purses. Half of y'all got purses in here with only a charger and some chapstick. It's just extra baggage, you know? pun intended. I did not fit the mold of what they said a girl was. And so because I did not fit the mold of what a girl was, naturally I'm going to think that I must be something other than that. Naturally, if I don't fit this box that you said that my frame is supposed to fit inside of, then there must be another box that was meant for me to be in, which was maleness, which was masculinity. It's the same idea that we give to little boys when we tell them that they're acting like a girl because they're emotional, as if emotions aren't a human trait and not a gender-specific trait, right?
Amen.
And so there's this confusion that I have that was brought about by people teaching me womanhood that did not come from the creator of women but from culture.
Interesting.
And so,
I like that.
Naturally, I'm going to try to start embodying a sense of masculinity because that's what y'all told me I was this entire time.
See, that's what she ran into.
Yeah.
Now, you hear the rest of her testimony from Jackie Hill Perry. That's coming up in about a half hour here. Joy 620, WRJZ.
And that's going to be good. You need to listen to this.
Yeah. You better believe it.
Because truth is truth.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And she's telling from her own personal testimony what it's all about. And I love that.
As I just told you about that, met that person this past week. It broke my heart.
And see, that's the right reaction.
It broke my heart because I could see the misery in their eyes.
Yeah, you weren't angry.
No.
You were like, oh, God bless her heart. I pray that she would find what God has made her.
This is not this person is not my, listen to this,
Christian.
That's
not your enemy.
These people are not our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are the victim of our enemies.
Exactly.
Listen, we don't agree with what they do and say. We don't have to. We're not called to. We are called to love them.
And redeem.
And to do our best to point them to redemption. I can't redeem them. Bob can't redeem them. But guys.
But we know the one who can.
Listen, if this doesn't break your heart, go back into your prayer closet and ask God how you're supposed to think about this.
That's beautiful. Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We got Wes Ramey of Dollywood coming up. Not one, but four tickets to Dollywood we're going to give away with Andy Griffith Show Trivia.
Hey, can you do a train whistle sound?
You don't want me to try that.
We were talking about that earlier, and I'm going
to be turning the radio off.
I wonder if we talked about Boxcar Willie and the train whistle thing. Because the favorite thing of my grandson, Ryman, who 7 years old on the autism spectrum,
awesome. Okay.
The favorite thing for him in Dollywood, the whole park with everything is the train.
You tell Ryman that's Bob's favorite.
Oh, that's Pop's favorite.
7:31 at Joy 620, this newscast brought to you by LB Chase Mechanical. Time to get your checkup done for your climate control system.
Call OJ. He'll do
it. Call Jay Gossett. I love him. He's from Seymour. He's one of us.
This is the Bob Bell Show.
I whack for no man.
Got a name, do you?
I have no name.
Well, that's right there. Maybe the reason you've had difficulty finding gainful employment.
Bob Bell
on Joy 620.
There was
of Jesus.
In the shadows of the eyes.
There was Jesus.
Come on, girl.
That girl can just sing.
I think she'll make it.
I think she'll be okay.
She's got a pretty good career.
Joy 620 WRJZ at 7:37. Good morning.
She makes anybody sound good. She's awesome. Yes,
one of my favorite lines
fans here.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
23 minutes away from 8 o'clock, brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel. If you're going places, man, you get together with Vicki Owenby. She's a Sevier County girl. You call her up or go to Your Ticket to Travel, and the two is a two. YourTicketToTravel.com. Tell her you heard it on the Bob Bell Show, and she'd love to help you out. Even if you're going on a mission trip, she'll tell you what places have the restrictions, what places are more free, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And she's, like I said, she's like Dolly. She's a good old Sevier County girl.
Good person.
Love her. She's just wonderful. Joy 620 and a great addition to our lineup here at WRJZ. I am Bob Bell. This is the Bob Bell Show, I think.
And that's what you told me when
but
I showed up.
But Dino's here.
Yeah. Hey, it was when I walked in here, Bob.
Is it the Bob and Dino show on Fridays? You need
well,
to have
no,
your
I'm
name
just it. No, it's the Dino and Bob show.
Nah. Truth comes out.
I'm a little bit offended by that.
No. No, it's we
did
I just
you get
I just,
yourself triggered.
You're triggering me. Those are not my pronouns. No, we come to hang out together. It's his show, trust me.
Before we do Andy Griffith show trivia, because we're gonna win four passes to Dollywood.
Yeah.
We're gonna win a book called Never Alone from Max Lucado.
That's awesome. Huge.
Awesome.
Friend of mine at another radio station accidentally called it Max Licato, and I thought, I get that.
Did you say four tickets to Dollywood?
Four-pack. Four
okay, I got to go. Bye.
Hey, family four-pack.
I'm going to call in. Oh, I quit.
You have to quit first. Don't do that. Free oil change from Fred's Alignment right here at Joy 620 WRJZ. But anything else? I think that's about it. That's pretty good enough. It's a pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good
haul.
Talk
about the book?
Yeah, Never Alone from Max Licato.
Okay.
Don't call me Licato. There we go.
That's a good book.
So all of that, but what's new at Dollywood this year?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. We did put a lot of work into the park over the off-season. Yeah, we always do, and we did a lot of things that really were to help the guest experience long-term. You know, we redid the parking lot. We've had some challenges as we got going. The weather kind of put us behind. They've been having to strop and do some things as the park is open.
That's hard.
Just, yeah, it is.
Because you can't control that.
You can't. And we've just, you know, been asking guests, as you show up, just be patient. It's going to be the experience that we want you to
have.
We'll
get there.
You've got to be patient and give us a little bit of grace. We'll get there. And we are getting there, and we're taking that feedback to heart. But that's going to set us up for a lot of growth over the next several years. We've done some things in the park to really help widen pathways, give folks more places to sit down and eat, just things that guests have been saying, we need that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And that was something that COVID, you know, it was a challenge for all of us. But if you didn't learn something from it, you missed the point, I think. And, and that's something we tried to do was to take some things. We didn't have any new coasters or anything like that going in the past couple of years. So it gave us a chance to go in and really upgrade the infrastructure of the park to really support people when they're there.
You know, you also have an autism-sensitive place that kids can enjoy themselves that are on the spectrum.
Yes.
That can really, it really takes the pressure off parents.
Yeah, it really does. And we hear that from folks who visit. We opened that in 2016. So it's been around for a while, and we've had a number of families who've been able to come to the park, and they tell us.
Now, was that the same year that Wildwood Grove came aboard?
It was the same year as Lightning Rod.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah,
okay.
And when we put that in, we didn't know, you know, what, you know, how it would help. We hoped that it would, and what we've heard is that there are so many families that have now come to a theme park for the very first time because they knew they had that room available to
That's
them
awesome.
If they needed it.
Well, as a grandparent of a child on the autism spectrum, I thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just the sensitivity and the awareness of the difficulty of that, and not just autism. There are other,
you know,
neuroatypical issues that you know, neurologically atypical issues that children have. That means the world to parents.
I was talking to my nephew, whose name is Cannon, and he's on the scale. He really interacts well, though. Like years ago, he didn't, but he does now.
Well, thank the Lord, our grandson has really made some great strides.
Good.
But the thing is, he gets to enjoy those experiences now because he can.
Yeah,
and that's a beautiful thing. I love that he's getting ready to turn 12, and he informed me the other day. We were sitting having breakfast together.
Yeah,
and he said, I said, Cannon, I said, you're looking so grown up these days. He goes, well, Uncle Bob, I'm maturing faster than some of the others my age. I went, yes, yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, that room and some of the things that we're doing around the park, we have an ADA advisory panel that comes and they meet on property several times a year to give us ideas, to give us thoughts, to give us feedback on what they experience with in the park. Because we want the park to be open to everybody. We want everybody to be able to come and have a good time and enjoy it. So we're always looking for those things that we can do to help make that possible.
And for more information, go to dollywood.com. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see what Wes is talking. Wes works tirelessly there, and we appreciate that.
There's a lot of us. It's not just me.
I talked to your pastor earlier this week. We're praying for you still. Well, you know,
appreciate it. You got to do.
Well, he's a young dad and a husband, and he literally had to get kids ready to go to school this morning.
Well, my wife, she did the hard work. She always does, but, you know, helped to.
Well, no, that's you're not stupid, are you? So you're going to need to define that for our audience.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to give away these four passes, the free oil change from Fred's Alignment, standard oil change, $34.95 value, plus the book from Max Licato, which is Never Alone. All right here.
It's time for Andy Griffith Show Trivia, brought to you by Fred's Alignment and Service Center. Now, here's your quiz master, Bob Bell.
Otis Campbell was the descendant of a great Revolutionary War hero in Mayberry, according to one episode. Of course, Otis Campbell was being recognized, given a plaque from the Women's Historical Society. What was the name of the Revolutionary War hero he was descended from?
That's an awesome question.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a ninja status question. Is this a ninja status prize?
Yeah, and if you've won in the last 30 days,
you're not eligible.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, okay. Give somebody else a chance.
Give somebody else a chance.
The number is 865.
There, I said it.
Yes.
That's what I'm here for, Wes.
That is what you were here for. You did well.
I say things that Bob was too nice
you're
to say.
Earning that paycheck.
Well, I'm just, yeah, it's huge,
somebody
dude.
Has to do it, right?
He earned his $6.20 this week. 342-5620, 865-342-5620.
It was only on one episode.
Only on one episode. Otis Campbell was a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero.
And boy, was Barney worried about how that was going to look.
Andy's just going to ruin everything. He's going to ruin it all.
Actually, the mayor, Mayor Pike, asked Andy to find a replacement for him. And he said, Mayor, it's just not right. Anyway, such as it is, what was the name of the Revolutionary War hero? One time mentioned, one time said, actually said several times.
The name was said several times in the episode.
Yeah. If you were,
but it was the only one.
It was the only episode. 7:45, enjoy 6:20.
And only one descendant.
Yeah, man. That's it. This is for the four passes to Dollywood, the book from Max Licato, the oil change from Fred's Lyman. What a prize
package. That is a package.
That's cool.
That's pretty good.
Joy 620 WRJZ. Let's go to line number. Kenda, you're on the Bob Bell Show. Hi, Kenda.
Hello.
So, Kenda, what was the name of the ancestor of the one and only Otis Campbell?
Was it Nathan Kidd?
Oh, so good.
That is awesome.
Well done. Kenda, Kenda, you've not won one, but four passes to Dollywood. A standard oil change from our good friends at Fred's Alignment, sponsors of the big giveaway, plus all of that and Max Licato's Never Alone. It's a great book right here. Kenda, congratulations. Can you hang on just a minute?
Sure.
Hang on. Don't go anywhere. We get some more information from you at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. More with Wes Ramey coming up in a few moments as we come down the home stretch of the Bob Bell Show for the whole week.
What's getting close?
Good gravy. Monday on the Bob Bell Show, we're going to talk to some moms, a series of moms, about how you raise kids in today's social media climate, especially girls.
Man, that's important.
Right here on Joy 620.
You are listening to the one and only Bob Bell.
But you ain't bona fide.
Bona fide in our eyes. Bob Bell on Joy 620.
Is it the tragedy? Is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on? So shine the light on all of your friends.
Shine the light.
It all amounts to nothing in the end.
The music on my show is cooler than the music on your show.
Well, I can't help that.
Well,
because the announcer on your show is cooler than the announcer on my show.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I like the way he parts his hair.
I haven't been around here for 29 years because I'm cool.
Well, that's
kid.
I'm probably on the way out the door anyway just because of my music.
You know. Today is also Volunteer Month here at Joy 620 WRJZ. I mentioned earlier this week it's Parkinson's Awareness Month, the month of April. As we talk about our good friend Matt Hinken and the battle he's had with Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Michael, who is also a pastor that's fighting against Parkinson's disease. But the big thing is it's Soft Pretzel Awareness Month.
Soft pretzel.
Do you like soft pretzels?
Oh, I do. We have some at the park. They're
no,
really
you
good.
Don't.
Yeah.
And they're delicious.
They're good.
I've heard about all the new stuff and everything else, but do they still have the old-fashioned, what am I looking for, the funnel cakes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got to learn how to pour some of those. That is fun.
I didn't know we still had the funnel cakes.
Pour a funnel cake? Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I'd burn myself if I did it.
Oh, dear. I'd eat it right off the griddle. That's how I'd be burning my tongue.
Just right out of the oil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put your tongue in there, Bob.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
They put this powdered sugar on there.
Oh, yeah. So the flour
makes me cry. Flour.
You know, you walk through that big building, you know, it looks like it's got like a barn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you've got
taters and onions.
Taters and onions.
Oh.
And all this stuff they're doing. The Philly cheese stuff. You can forget it. You know, I walk through there.
I'm about to be raptured out.
So, okay, we'll come by and get pop in a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
This is for
so, glory.
The Flower and Food Festival starts on April 22nd. And
really?
The menu, they've got a special
Friday, April 22.
Cake. They've got some amazing stuff that they're preparing for that festival.
Dollywood does such neat emphases.
Yes.
I think
so.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emphasis is, and it's
emphasize
really, and everything is family friendly.
It is,
and it's fascinating.
Yeah,
the year that you guys had the dancers from all over the world.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh my word, that was fascinating.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was cool stuff.
So Becky Mills and I and Jenny went up there that year and just watched. They were unbelievable.
It blows your mind.
It's a good year this year coming up. We've got Flower and Food Festival, and then when we get into the summer, we have the drone show, which was a huge thing.
The drone
last
show?
Year. Yeah, so the drone show is coming
I
back.
I thought I saw that on America's Got Talent Extreme.
They may have had a version, but
I think they did.
We had that last year, and
no, this
people
is,
raved.
Yeah, that's
and,
last year.
Yeah,
your
well,
original.
So, yeah, well, we were the first theme park to have one.
Seriously.
So we combined that with a fireworks show, so that's back this year, as well as the bubble show. So the Gazillion
Y'all
Bubble
see
show
the drone
is back.
Show, though. You got to see it.
Is it like drone daredevils and they fly through things?
Yeah, well, no.
They have
the
camera on them.
We put about 400 drones in the sky at one time, and they have these
things. Oh, they pattern formations.
So they
did
the butterfly.
Yes.
In our logo.
It is stunning what they are able to do.
And they can program these things.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's impressive what they did.
My son and his wife, they've been up there to see that, but I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, it is amazing. And then the Gazillion Bubble Show is back, and that's our most requested show by guests. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're a kid when you go in that show.
Yes, sir.
And then
I still love my grandkids to get out the bubbles. Come on, kids, let's get out the bubbles.
Come see that show. It's awesome.
And then, bubbles, Papa.
And then in the fall, we have the Harvest Festival. We've got some new elements of the Great Pumpkin Luminous that we'll bring out.
Uh-huh.
And then we end with Christmas.
The Harvest Festival is my favorite in the Christmas.
Yeah.
I do love to go through the train ride at Christmas time,
yes.
Go through the countryside and see all the things that are decorated.
Yes. Yeah.
Millions upon millions of lights at the park itself.
It's an awesome time. It's probably my favorite time of year is Christmas, just because the park is so pretty. But you know, it's
but they've worked
a great
on it
season.
since the summer.
Yeah, they'll start hanging the lights probably around the end of June.
Yeah,
to get ready for
just
that.
Like me. Let's leave them up.
Yeah, Mr. Griswold here. He works on his all year round.
Well, I tell them they need to come to my house.
No,
and help
I
me
cheat.
Out.
I cheat because I do projection lights.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's a cheater's lights.
We just hang garland and things like that, and I put a spotlight
on. That's
easy.
Well, you got kids, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm doing
do
that this year. I'm going to try to, you know.
I would do the projections. Man.
I hope my wife's not listening.
For us.
I'm tired of the reindeer. I'm sorry. I'm just tired of the reindeer.
Well, if you quit trying to ride them, that'd be better.
Well,
they're not built for that, son.
Oh, okay.
Joy 620 WRJC. I am Bob Bell. So join us Monday. We are going to talk about raising daughters in the modern day 2022. And I love these moms are going to be on with us. They're going to educate me.
Yeah.
And some of the younger ladies are going to educate me. Jenny's going to educate me. I'm just going to be educated by the time it's over.
I'm not even listening to your show on Monday.
Well, I'll probably shut up more. It'll probably be better because I probably will keep my mouth shut.
Dad.
And with Jenny and some of her friends on there.
Dave, get Vegas on the phone. I want to see what the odds are.
Don't go to Sportsbook. We don't do that here.
No.
We don't do DraftKings over here. For Joy 620. Wes, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell Dolly Bob says hey. I know she remembers me from Seymour.
Bob from Seymour
says hey. She'll go, oh, yeah, I know. Anyway.
I love Dolly Parton. She's so awesome.
She is.
She's one of us, and I do appreciate her and love her. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by another lady that's one of us, and that's Vicki Owen, Your Ticket to Travel. Go to yourtickettotravel.com. Tell them you heard it here on the Bob Bell Show.
Wes, do you travel?
I like to travel,
We got a girl.
We got a girl.
A girl.
She'll set
that.
You up, man.
Oh, man.
She knows
she's the bomb.
She
knows what
trip.
To do.
Yeah.
Love it. So thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a little cold tomorrow. Frost advisory out tomorrow night. Oh, boy. Stay warm. It'll be okay. Then we'll get back to 70 sometime in the middle of next week. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Joy 620 WRJZ. Until next Monday, though, Bob Bell saying with the rest of the crew, go out and do Jesus to someone today.